Right back in here on 96.5 The Fan. Closing in on the final hour here from Fesco and Dusty. Bob's ready for the weekend. He's ready to kick back.
I am.
Relax.
I'm ready to go, baby.
He's pissed at Mac and I guess.
I'm ready for the weekend.
Everybody's ready for the
weekend.
Everybody's
working for the weekend, which, by the way, should be a law. If I was ever elected president, I would make it a four-day work week, and I would say you cannot play Everybody's Working for the Weekend on Monday. It should be illegal. It should be only on Friday.
Well, you can be anything you set your heart's desire to. So,
yeah, allegedly, right?
Yeah. Whew. Jay Cutler's mugshot. Not good.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't see the mugshot. I heard he got pulled over for a DUI, huh?
And gun possession.
Oh, really?
I didn't see that.
Oh, gosh.
I saw the DUI.
What happened to him?
Kristen Cavallari.
She's dating like a 22-year-old.
Not anymore. She's not.
She's not?
Really?
No, they're
done.
They
broke up?
Montana boy.
When did
that
happen?
Not enough sex.
So you're saying she's available?
Mm-hmm.
What's her number?
Well, she needs more than just Tuesday sessions, Bob. That's what she said on a podcast.
Oh.
She needs it all the time.
Is that what she said, really? Oh, mm-hmm. God.
Jeez.
Let's get into Richard of the Week.
Oh, Richard, I'm so happy. Hold me.
Richard of the Week.
Not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
I'll start this off because it's the obvious of the week. This guy sucks. This guy deserves everything that he gets, everything that happens to him. And I bring up the Ravens fan who thought it'd be a good idea to go out and consider himself a guy who doesn't lose. Boy, is that ironic and moronic.
Yeah, that's right. That's because he was saying, I don't lose. Yeah. You just lost your life, pal.
John Collis or Callis, however you want to pronounce it.
How do you spell it? C-A-L-L-I-S?
Yeah.
Go with Callis.
Yeah. He is a 24-year-old Baltimore native and is currently wanted for first-degree aggravated assault and 3 counts of second-degree assault. He was actually arrested earlier this week. This past week. After what he did. Two guys on the side of the street in commander jerseys. He walks over there like a bro that he is. Backwards hat, you know. Baltimore Ravens, Lamar Jackson jersey on, ranting the streets saying, I don't lose, I don't effing lose. And then he beats up two fans.
For no reason. Like, there was no provoking. There was no barroom incident. This guy just walked up to these poor people on the street and started beating them up.
Right. And it would take the wonderful work of good people on the internet. That's why I go back and tell people to watch the documentary called Don't Blank with Cats.
Oh, my God. That was unbelievable,
right?
Documentary.
Power of the internet gets exposed in that.
Oh, God, yes.
And this guy sucks because he makes sports and fans worry about having to wear an opponent's jersey elsewhere. Mm-hmm. And I bring this up because you don't have to be this guy. And if you are, I hope everything that's going to happen to him comes for him because it should. When you're one of these bros that's got a record of fighting and being that dude, he's a big dude. He's like 6'2", 6'3", full, you know, big dude. And just going to these fans that are on
except
the side of the street.
In one place, I'm sure he's very small.
He will be, exactly. But yeah, you're a Richard of the Week. Mr. Callis, whatever you are, you're not a good representation of your fan base. He should be banned from every game in Baltimore. He should have to give up his fandom and ruin it all. The guy is just not a good dude. He knocks out two innocent bystanders just because they're on their way home. And then, yeah, the guy filming the video, thankfully but unthankfully to you, it's on video, but you could have stopped it from getting to the level that it did, but was arrested, will lose his job, will never get a good job again, because like we had discussed this morning when I was telling you who's my Richard of the Week, they will look up his name, he will come up on Google, and it will be nothing, but this is the guy. Hey, by the way, I think we found a different solution to our job opening. You, sir, Mr. John Callis, you are the Richard of the Week from one Dusty Leggins.
Yeah, he's not going to have an easy time getting any job going forward, and I don't care what kind of job it is, I would not hire this guy because he's a douche, and there's just no other way to say it. And it's just unfortunate that this has to happen because of a football game, right? Like, you get so, I'm going to guess, drunk, right?
He should be able to not drink for a year.
Well, there should be a lot. He should probably be locked up for a while and let him sit in a cell in a dark room.
Imagine
and
poor
realize
guys just got knocked out after they saw their team lose a 7-point tight, like, tough game.
Yeah, but you should not feel like you're going to get beat up by going to a football game or wearing the other team's jersey or anything like that. And I hate that happens because it happens in every stadium around the NFL, right?
But normally those fights are merited. Like, somebody's talking a bunch of smack or somebody's trying to call somebody's girlfriend out, and it's like, you don't talk about my girl. And then it's like, these these guys were just standing there.
Right. They were just literally walking down the street, and this guy's just beating people up. This guy's an ass, man. Yeah. Like,
Richard.
He really ruined his life. He really did. Because,
I hope it was worth it.
Yeah. I mean, what? I don't know how he's going to make a living going forward. I really don't, because I don't think he's a guy that's hireable. For me, my Richard of the week is two women. And we were at soccer on Sunday out at Compass Mineral. And if you've ever been out there, you kind of know how parking goes. It's pretty much a one-in, one-out type of thing. So it was one game's ending and other games beginning. Everybody's kind of trading spots, one-in, one-out. There's very limited amounts of parking. But if you go around the backside, other, you can find a spot, right? So you're pulling in into the parking spot, and I got there about a half hour early because that's when my daughter had to be there. And so I decided I'm going to just kind of walk around and get some, you know, steps in, get some exercise in or whatnot. And I see these two women in folding chairs in an empty parking spot, reserving that spot for somebody else. Now, you're there for an hour, hour and a half at these soccer games, 2 hours max. You know, there's plenty of people that go in and out. The fact that you were sitting in this spot, reserving this spot, taking it away from somebody else, that makes you a Richard of the week. It also makes you a very selfish, inconsiderate Aaron Rodgers. That's what you are. You're an Aaron Rodgers.
Are parking spots limited to come by at this place?
Yeah, so they're doing it for a reason.
Right?
Absolutely. Yeah. At that portion of the field on the kind of the north side of Compass Mineral, it's very tight, very limited on parking, and it's lazy, it's Richardish, it's douchiness. Like, you don't save parking. I've seen people do that at Chiefs games before, where they squat in a parking spot trying to save it for somebody else. People get there early for a reason, to get their spot. If you're going to come straggling in 10 minutes before the game, you park where you park. Nobody's saving you a spot. And if you're one of those people that's saving a spot for somebody, you suck.
Lady Richard this week.
Yes, Richardettes.
Richardettes. Mac, your Richard of the week is?
Me, I'm going to go LeBron James.
Why? What the hell did he do this week?
Well, he's making his son play NBA basketball, and he's just purely not ready for it. In five preseason games, 1.6 points per game.
My dad would have made me play the NBA.
20% field goal percentage and 0% from the perimeter. This guy sucks. And now we all get to see it. And it's just because LeBron wants the cool picture with his son in a Lakers jersey. This is purely for him.
Yeah.
He's selfish.
Yeah.
Do you think if Bronny James is a catastrophic failure, it tarnishes his legacy in L.A.?
No. No.
Because he hasn't really won a real championship in L.A.
No, he has not.
No, the bubble,
The bubble championship does not count. Did you see Kike Hernandez said that, too? He goes, I want a real parade. Because when the Dodgers won it in 2020, obviously there's no parade.
Yeah, no parade.
And whatnot. So the Dodgers want a real parade. Lakers need a real parade. Manti Te'o needs a real girlfriend. He's on TV. This whole LeBron Bronny thing, like, it's very cringeworthy, obviously. But don't you kind of want to see what happens? Doesn't it intrigue you a little bit? Like, if Bronny James was playing for somebody else, we probably wouldn't pay that much attention. But we all have dads. We all kind of wanted to do what our dad did and that kind of thing. Like, I think it's a neat moment. It's just that Bronny James isn't ready to be put in that moment. And so many people are going to have anger and venom towards him when he's not the guy that did anything. He's just out here being a kid playing basketball. And LeBron basically told the Lakers, I'll re-sign if we take Bronny James, and that's where we are.
Like, the scrutiny that Bronny's going to face on social media everywhere in his life is going to be purely because of his father.
Yeah.
And, like, you're a Richard.
Yeah. So who in sports, his son, has gone on and played with them before at some level like this? I mean, we saw the Griffies obviously do that.
Barry and Bobby do it?
I don't think so. No. No, I think Bobby was way too old by the time Barry got to the big leagues to be a player. I don't think Bobby was around by then. But everybody remembers the Griffey moment. But Ken Griffey Jr. was better than Pops, right?
Yeah.
Like, Jeffrey
Barry
Jordan
was better than Bobby.
Yeah. But I don't think Bronny James is better than LeBron, at least at this stage of his career.
No.
And so this kid's going to get booed. This kid's going to get harassed. Yeah. This kid's going to get all this stuff. And he didn't bring – it's one thing if you bring it upon yourself.
Yeah.
Really, like Carl Cheffers. But this guy didn't this guy didn't do anything to bring this upon himself, yet he's going to handle the brunt of all of it, and it probably will hinder his ability to grow as a player in the NBA. It would have been better to stay another year in college, go to the G League, do something else, develop before you're taking one of the 12 roster spots in the NBA too.
The next one we'll be watching with our eyes fully open will be what Charlie Woods does. And will they ever play in the same major together?
Yeah.
Will there be a Masters Sunday where Tiger and Charlie are in the same field? Maybe not in the same
group. Is Charlie good, though?
Tough question. He's in the youth league. His handicap is better than everybody else's, so he's held to a different standard because of what his dad has brought him up as.
How old is Charlie?
I believe he's 14.
That's it.
I think he's almost 15.
Okay, so he's
young. There's a video of Tiger talking to Ricky on the driving range, and he's like, has he done it yet? Meaning, has he outdrove dad? He goes, yeah, he did it once. And he's like, and Ricky Fowler's like, oh, so it's coming.
Like, yeah, it's coming. So let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Outdrove dad head-to-head, or dad's top drive written down like 7 years ago, and then Charlie beat that.
Dad hit a three-wood, Charlie hit a driver.
Okay.
But Tiger Woods probably hits his three-wood 250, 260, which means Charlie's hitting his driver 285, 290 as a 14-year-old.
And that's good.
That's, as a 14-year-old, it's outstanding.
Right.
Average tour distance is probably like 330, 325.
Okay.
So, I mean, those guys poke it. If Charlie's already at 285, 290, which means his club speed, anyways, I'll get out of that.
No, I'm interested because, like, is he good or are we trying to make him good like we are with Bronny James?
I think it's both. Yeah, I think it's both. Yeah.
Are we looking at Charlie Woods to save golf?
There's potential. I mean, he's got a name, but he's got to live up to it, which is very tough.
Right.
I mean, there's reasons why Michael Jordan's kids didn't play basketball.
Well, yeah.
They just went and got his teammates' wives.
Mm-hmm.
True story.